From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Obama administration's Middle East envoy is supposed to go back to the region this week, but his plans are now in flux. The U.S. is still fuming about Israel's announcement that it will build in a part of Jerusalem that Palestinians hope will be their future capital. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologized about the timing of the announcement, but the Obama administration is looking for more. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports.
Vice President Joe Biden was on a fence-mending trip to Israel when the Interior Minister announced the housing project. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called it an insult. And now the pressure is on Israel to do some fence-mending, according to Daniel Kurtzer, a former U.S. ambassador to Israel.
Israel really did an in-your-face move with the vice president in town, and I think needs to find a way to offset that by responding to what the Secretary of State Clinton asked for in her phone call with Netanyahu.
The Israeli Prime Minister made clear today that he's not going to cancel plans to build the 1,600 housing units in East Jerusalem. But State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said there are other things the Israelis can do.
They involve not only, specifics about, the project in question that was announced last week, but really more so about, the willingness of the parties to engage seriously in this process and jointly create conditions for its success and be willing to address the core issues at the heart of the peace process.
U.S. Envoy George Mitchell has been trying to start so-called proximity talks. Former Ambassador Kurtzer, now at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School, says those indirect talks were unambitious to begin with. Now U.S. credibility in the region is at stake.
Our ability to move this peace process forward carries with it an implication that we actually have some power. And when an ally basically sticks it to us, it's a terrible sign of weakness. And in that respect, U.S. interests in the region are set back.
Secretary Clinton told Netanyahu that Israel's actions are hurting U.S. interests. Military officials in CENTCOM are said to be particularly worried about that and presented their concerns in an unusual briefing to the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Michael Mullen in January. That sort of talk worries David Makovsky of the pro-Israel Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He says there's anti-Americanism in the region, not just because of the U.S. position on Israel.
We do recognize that terrorists exploit this issue, but even if we had progress on this issue, does anyone really believe that Al-Qaeda would disappear, or sectarian differences in Iraq would disappear, or Iran would not seek a nuclear weapon? And I could go on and on and on and on.
Makovsky does think that Netanyahu has some work to do to fix the situation, perhaps by firing the interior minister who announced the controversial housing plan.
There should be a step taken to demonstrate that Israel does not take the United States for granted. And I think the United States should make clear that it has an issue here, but it is not calling into question the broad contour of the bilateral relationship, and that's why Vice President Biden's speech stands.
Biden said in a speech in Israel last week that there's been progress in the Middle East only when there is, quote, no daylight between the United States and Israel. Time is short for Prime Minister Netanyahu to try to defuse this crisis. He's due in Washington next week to speak to AIPAC, a pro-Israel lobby which has so far taken his side, urging the Obama administration to tone down its criticism. But Secretary Clinton has made clear that the Israelis need to restore confidence. She's also addressing the AIPAC conference. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.